The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
Welcome to Tuesday's edition of the Carl Jackson Show Podcast. I'm glad that you could join me today. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Guys, I really do appreciate those of you that have decided to subscribe to the podcast. You can do so for free, absolutely free, and help me fight for freedom in the United States of America. I want to restore our Judeo-Christian values in America. I want to help restore the middle class of America. You can help me in that fight. I tell you that I'm your daily dose of objective truth in a world of lies. And that is my goal, to bring you objective truth, to fight for objective truth, which is sadly dying off in the United States of America. So please help me in that fight. You can also help me by going to MyPillow.com and just using the sponsors here, affiliated with this program or any with the Salem Podcast Network. SalemPodcastNetwork.com, again, is where you can find the podcast. But support MyPillow, Mike Lindell, MyPillow, a great patriot fighting for election integrity for every single one of us, providing American jobs, American-made products. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets, if you use my promo code and the Perkel Bed Sheets, you can get as low as $29.98. They come with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. You cannot beat that with a bat. That's great. Great Christmas gift purchase for a friend or family member. You can purchase them early, purchase them now. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square at MyPillow.com, use the promo code Carl, or give them a call at 1-800-858-0263. 1-800-858-0263. Follow me on all social media, The Carl Jackson Show. I'm back up on most of the places today after totally demolishing my phone with a lawnmower over the weekend. All right. So I want to get to a couple of things here. The big topic of the day is Biden's death panel. No one is talking about this, so I'm going to do the heavy lifting for the GOP, and I want you guys to be informed. There's going to be a lot of distractions that are going to hit. There's going to be a lot of distractions coming up that the smoke screens, if you will, that the Democrat Party are going to push into the media as we inch closer and closer to the November 8th midterm elections. Guys, do not fall for any of them. Remember who the left is. Remember that they're communists. Remember that they're freaking fascists, and they're trying to project that stuff onto us. I will read you shortly some of the headlines that are in the news today, but the biggest issue of the day, the biggest issue of the day is probably still Russia and Ukraine and what's happening in Iran. You had probably up to 90 plus dissidents in Iran slaughtered, murdered, because that's what happens when you really stand up against a true oppression in places like Iran. So you had 90 of them slaughtered by the military guard in Iran. The Ayatollah Khamenei came out and condemned them. I can't wait for that fool to choke on a bone and die. I'm sorry. Sometimes you might think, I hate evil. As a Christian, we should, people of faith should hate evil. That guy is the incarnate of evil. He's the epitome of evil. Here's a story. Iranian severe protest response leaves at least 92 civilians dead. The Iranian police have cracked down on students at a prestigious university in Tehran as anti-government protests continue to sweep the country. Reports said a large number of students at Sharif University of Technology were trapped in a car park that had been surrounded by security personnel. In his first public comments, the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, a.k.a. Satan, denounced the nationwide protest as riots that he claimed had been planned by the U.S. and Israel, as well as their paid agents with the help of some traitorous Iranians abroad, close quote. So obviously it's the big Satan and little Satan's fault, the United States and Israel, not the fact that these people are evil dictators, not the fact that their economy is in a just in a downward spiral, has nothing to do with them. Not the fact that they don't let women act like women aren't considered humans there. It has nothing to do with that, the Ayatollah Khomeini. All right. So it's amazing. People, women that think they're oppressed here, men that think they're oppressed here, you're not. You're not. So that's a stark reminder. The RNC files a complaint alleging that Google sends GOP related emails to their spam to people's spam folders. They've done so with millions and tens of millions of emails just over the last few days leading up to the elections. There's no doubt that the big tech arm of the DNC is in full campaign mode. So keep that in mind. Make sure you continue to spread the word via your mouth. Make sure you take someone to the polls. We've got to keep up on this stuff. We cannot let our feet off the gas. If you listened to my podcast yesterday, if you didn't, please check it out. SalemPodcastNetwork.com, TheCarlJacksonShow.com, or wherever you listen to your podcast. I think that we are going to have a red wave. We could potentially have a red tsunami. If we take heed to what the left is attempting to do by censoring us and silencing us and say, okay, if they're going to censor us in this way, I'm going to go speak to my neighbor face to face, right? We can bypass this lunacy and eventually crush these people. What I'm going to get to shortly is Biden visited Puerto Rico. I'm going to talk about that shortly. I'm going to also play a video for you. Even Jill Biden, if you watch the video, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page and our Rumble page so that you can see the video. But even Jill Biden, you can tell if you look at her face, she was like, ooh, she was trying to hold her tongue and her mouth and keep her face still. But you could see in Joe Biden's expression, like, you freaking idiot, just read the teleprompter and go on. But Joe Biden basically claimed that he was raised with the Puerto Rican community. Yes, in all white Delaware, pretty much. Biden was raised with the Puerto Rican community. I'm not sure exactly how that works out, but we'll get into it shortly. We have a video to play for you. Gabe is chomping at the bit to play the video because Gabe happens to be from, guess what? You know where, Puerto Rico. All right, so we'll talk about that a little bit. But the biggest thing that I want to talk about today is the death panels that have been set up that unfortunately, the Republicans aren't even talking about, and we have to talk about that. A couple more things in the news. North Korea fires a possible ballistic missile over Japan. That's not good. North Korea fired what appears to be a ballistic missile over Japan. The country's Ministry of Defense said Monday, the government of South Korea confirmed that the Japanese government warned citizens to take shelter. The missile likely flew over Japan, but it is still unknown whether the missile fell into the sea. A government spokesperson said no damage has been reported so far and a search is underway for debris. Officials are gathering information and will work with South Korea and the U.S. All right. Somebody better inform the vice president that South Korea is our ally and not North Korea, as she said over the weekend. Oh, my God. I hate to say it, but that lady is a complete and utter ditz. I do hate to say it because it's sad that someone in a position of power like Kamala Harris is such a ditz. I don't know. Maybe she's just extremely smart when it comes to law. I don't know. I don't understand how she became the attorney general of California. I don't know how that happened and how she became a senator. I actually get that because there's a lot of politicking involved. And I know there's some there's rumors and seems to be confirmed that she slept around and slept her way up to the top, you know, whatever. But still, even if that's true, she doesn't seem to have the brain capacity to be in the vice presidency. She shouldn't be anywhere near the White House. People are absolutely right. I'm on this bandwagon now too. That lady she shouldn't be allowed anywhere near the White House in no way, shape or form. Another thing in the news, Putin's nuclear train advances toward Ukraine, increasing the fears of escalation of war. And I told you yesterday, it's one of the things that I am concerned about leading up to the election because the Biden administration and the Democrat Party are so desperate. I don't doubt that isn't to say that Putin isn't evil. All right. The two things could be happening at the same time. Putin could be completely evil and insane. I don't think he's insane. I just think he's evil and calculated. And also Biden could be intentionally inching towards a war himself, wanting to bring NATO in, wanting to look like the hero, wanting to crush Putin, not because he necessarily wants a foreign policy win, but because he and the Democrat Party are more concerned about a domestic win in the midterm elections. Unfortunately, that's the way that Democrats work. They don't look at foreign policy in the long term. They look at foreign policy and think, how can I use foreign policy to get me reelected this year? That's the way Democrats look at foreign policy. That's why their foreign policy is a complete and utter mess. All right. The star of Rumcom, you guys heard about this. Did you hear about this, Gabe? This is interesting. The star of Rumcom Bros blames homophobes for movie's disappointing box office debut. So, all right. So this movie appeared over the weekend. I guess it was produced. It was written, produced by Billy Eichner, the star of the and he wrote, produced it and starred in the movie Bros, which tells the story of two gay men who fall in love. So this guy of Billy Eichner said it's because he blamed people like myself and Gabe not seeing the movie because he says we're homophobes. No, it's because 97% of the population, if not more, don't relate to gay couples. I'm sorry. That's just a fact of life. It doesn't mean we hate you. It doesn't mean we're homophobes. It just means, not something that we relate to. We're not into that. It's as simple as that. You make movies that everyone can enjoy, make movies that the family can enjoy. We've seen that when you make movies that the family can enjoy, when you make movies that are traditional Americana, I don't know, like Top Gun, people go see it and people want to see it. And people tell their neighbors, their friends, their family members to go see it. That's what happens, Billy Eichner. So it's not because we're homophobes. Maybe you're a heterophobe. I don't understand why you're bashing people that don't agree with the gay lifestyle and don't want to see movies about it. Maybe you're a heterophobe. Maybe that's the real issue. Anyway, moving on. Again, the big issue of the day that I will get to shortly is the death by queuing, the death panels by queuing. But first, before I get to that, let's talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden claims that he was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. There is no doubt in my mind that pictures will surface of Joe Biden doing what's there's going to be pictures. There it is. Joe Biden knows this music. There's no doubt. There's going to be pictures of Joe Biden doing salsa and merengue. He's going to be doing bomba y plena. Bomba y plena is something that I just learned about before the program because Gabe told me about it. But no doubt, since Joe Biden was so immersed in the Puerto Rican community, I'm sure, Gabe, you're pretty sure that pictures are going to surface of Joe Biden doing bomba y plena, right? Yep. Yeah. Eating muff. There's going to be pictures surfacing of him eating mofongo and beans and rice and plantains. And what do you call pork? Is it lechon? Lechon? Lechon. All right. So there's going to be pictures of that surfacing at any time of Joe Biden because he is so immersed in the Puerto Rican community. As a matter of fact, why don't we listen to what Joe Biden had to say, Gabe?
We have a very, in relative terms, large Puerto Rican population in Delaware relative to our population. We have the eighth largest black population in the country, and between all minorities, we have 20% of our state is minority. And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically.
This fool is such a racist. All right. He's always fixated on race, and he's a panderer, and he's a complete and utter liar. Okay, Joe Biden, if there are 20% of the 20% of the population of Delaware is minority, that means that 80% is white. All right. And there's nothing wrong with that. All right. I'm not mad at it. That's completely fine. I'm not hating on anybody. But please, Let's not pretend like you are down with the struggle. Let's not pretend that you are immersed in the Puerto Rican community just because you're going flying to Puerto Rico to give a little aid. I'm sure there's a little corruption going on there. $60 million in aid, as a matter of fact. I'm curious to see where that money ends up, probably in the hands of lots of mayors and their cohorts and their closest friends and family members. No doubt about it. It's the reason why Puerto Rico is in the disarray that it is in. Gabe has been prompting me to do a podcast on that. I will be doing a podcast on that shortly. I need to do more research. We talked about that back in the day with my co-host back in the day, Mickey Alvarez. He was well immersed, actually. I shouldn't say well immersed. He was very knowledgeable about Puerto Rican politics based on family members that were in Puerto Rican politics in Puerto Rico, I should say. So it was always a fascinating conversation with him back in the day. We'll either have to bring him on or bring in Jorge Bonilla to talk about the aftermaths of Hurricane Ian and so on, et cetera. But I just wanted to address this. Complete and utter joke. Did you see the I hope the facial expressions of Jill Biden. I didn't see the clip. I just listened. So hopefully we got the facial expression of Jill Biden in that clip, because her facial expression said it all. You could tell she was gritting her teeth. You could tell that she braced herself. She tried to keep that fake smile going. Like, you idiot. What did you just get us into? You freaking idiot. But she's, listen, she must be a slave driver. She's along for the ride, and she apparently loves it. There's no doubt that she's an evil, despicable woman, in my opinion, because why would you drag your sick, senile husband through this mess? Why would you allow him to run for the presidency in the first place unless you wanted the benefits of the presidency? And I believe that is exactly who Jill Biden is. I think based upon the fact that her husband ran and she didn't convince him not to run, I think it speaks volumes of her. So not only is Joe Biden well immersed in the Puerto Rican community, he also claims that Delaware has the eighth largest black population in the United States, because he wants to pretend as if he's down with black people. As a matter of fact, the numbers are as such. As far as the Puerto Rican community is concerned in Delaware, they make up less than a half of 1%. Less than one half of 1% of the Delaware population when it comes to the black population in Delaware. And I don't even care about this crap, but since he's going to lie about it, I just want to give you some information. I just want to give you some facts. Hat tip Breitbart. They got the stats right here. Actually, Delaware ranks 32nd, not number eight, 32nd in black population. Now, I don't really give a damn about this, but he does. And for some reason, this man feels like he has to perpetually just lie to people when it comes to this stuff, instead of saying, you know what, our friends in Puerto Rico are in trouble. We want to offer some aid. They've gone through a horrendous mess with first Maria and now Hurricane Maria and now Hurricane Ian. We want to be here alongside them to help them out and to help them rebuild. Boom, finish, done. That's it. That's all it takes. You know, walk around the island where you can, where it's safe, show your sympathy, show your compassion, find out with the most effective ways to give money, where it should go, so on, et cetera. So people are accountable for that and move on. It's as simple as that. But this fool, just like the Democrat Party likes to do, they like to pretend like they're for the little guy when the truth of the matter is they're oppressing the little guy. That's what they do. Since Delaware, it has according to Joe Biden, has a huge population of blacks. I'm sure there will be a video surfacing of him as well, rolling down the street in his Chevy Impala 1964 model, singing along to Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice. I'm sure pictures and videos of that will emerge shortly as well. But for some reason, just like many of you, I doubt that any of that is going to happen. Okay, now, a couple of quick stories that I want to just bring up, a couple of quick headlines before we get into the nitty gritty. El Chapo says officials on both sides of the border control the drug trade. I think he's right. Incarcerated Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman also known as El Chapo, said that to the end the drug war, authorities will need to pursue Mexican and American politicians alike. Guzman, speaking through his attorney, insisted that his arrest and the continued arrest of individuals like him would not stop the drug trade. I think he's absolutely right. There's just too much money to be made, too much power to be had. Instead, he asserted authorities should address the politicians and officials that are turning a blind eye to or cooperating with the cartels. You mean like the Biden administration right now that are allowing fentanyl to come across our borders? Along with the illegal aliens that are coming across our borders that are bringing much of the drugs into the country via China, I believe. He says for years, this is his attorney, Mario Colon, speaking on Guzman's behalf or El Chapo's behalf. For years, authorities have put away these alleged leaders, but it is not serving any purpose. But if you go after politicians that are allowing this to happen, it's a different thing, he says. Both sides of the border, officials on both sides of the border are complicit in continuing the trade, he added. The U.S. is currently facing an unprecedented surge in drug trafficking operations, especially of the highly lethal narcotic fentanyl. Border authorities in July alone seized 2,071 pounds of the drug. Now, that doesn't include the gotaways that probably brought in some of the drugs that they never came in contact with. Keep that in mind. But 2,071 pounds of the drug fentanyl was seized at our southern border. 2 milligrams of the substance is reportedly lethal. 2 milligrams, all right? Now, meaning the seized quantity could feasibly kill up to 470 million people. So that's the United States plus nearly another half of the United States, given just that one seizure of fentanyl. Absolutely crazy. All right. So another thing, a couple of things that are happening in the news. The left is going after Herschel Walker, senatorial candidate in Georgia. They're claiming that he paid for an abortion in 2009. He denies this adamantly. I want you to understand that what the left is trying to do, especially with Raphael Warnock, and I'll probably dive into this story a little more deeply tomorrow and get into some of these senatorial races. But what the left wants to do is bring up the issue of abortion. So any way they can insert the issue of abortion into the politics of the day, into the midterm elections, they're going to do just that. If it means, any way that they can keep a hold of the Senate, they're going to do everything they possibly can. But don't forget food, groceries. Food and groceries, same thing. All right. But meat, groceries, your produce, so on, et cetera, your gas prices, the COVID lockdowns, inflation, censorship, overtaxation. You know, don't forget any of that. Our military going completely woke, energy independence that we could have were it not for the climate change hysteria going on. Right. All of these things that the Democrat Party, open borders, that the Democrat Party should be held accountable for. They're not being held accountable for. Perhaps they will be on November 8th with your help. All right. So we look forward to that happening. But that's what's happening with Herschel Walker. They want a distraction. OK, this guy claims to be a good guy. And Herschel Walker has never claimed to be a good guy. He's admitted, he's even written about some of his demons in the past. But by the grace of God, he's gotten past those. But he denies this story adamantly. And I find it beyond hypocritical that the left would complain about one abortion, even if it were true, given the fact that their policies have helped to eliminate or eradicate or murder millions, tens of millions of babies over the years. So I don't want to hear any preaching from the left when it comes to the issue of abortion. Even if that story were true about Herschel Walker, were it true, he could have repented. Well, he denies it. So that isn't an issue, right? But he could have repented and moved on with his life, and God would have forgiven him for that, being complicit in that killing or that baby murder, if you will. But the left, please spare me trying to go after the man. They're also trying to go after him and claim that he's not authentically black. Basically, we'll get into that a little bit tomorrow. I'm starting. The more I think through this, I'm starting to be of the belief, and I've got to think through it a little more deeply, spend a little more time on it. I'm starting to believe that the best way to help the black community is to ignore the black community. You're not going to hear anyone else say that. This is something that I've gone back and forth with in my head as time has progressed. And the more I think on it, the more that I read, the more that I learn, I'm starting to believe the efforts that we've made as conservatives and or Christians to bring leftist blacks into the fold are just a waste of time. And so I still want to think through this a little more, but perhaps I'll have something to say on it soon. All right, let's get to I've gone too long into the podcast. I didn't intend to go this long before I got to the major issue of the day. So forgive me for that. But the major issue of the day that I'll be talking about anyway is the death panels by queuing. A hat tip to the Federalists. Good luck getting affordable care with Democrats' latest Medicare maneuver. And this is something that I've stuck to, like white on rice, like stink on boo-boo, you name it. I'm so frustrated with the Republican Party. And obviously, I'm irate at the Democrat Party and Obamacare and what it's done to destroy the healthcare industry in the United States of America and prump up the insurance, insurance agencies. Insurance business across the country. It's absolutely frustrating to me that healthcare prices have skyrocketed under Obamacare when former President Obama said the exact opposite would be true. It's simply priced people out of the market, including myself. I mean, thank God I have insurance now, but there was a point in time where I had premium care insurance, good PPO. I'm self-employed. I have been for quite some time, going on 20 years now, where some way, shape, or form, I've worked for myself, primarily as a sole proprietor or S corp or what have you. But there was a period of time where, you know, I started a service business. I got some insurance for myself once I could afford it, and I got great insurance. And I can't remember the price now. Every once in a while, it had come to me. I can't remember if it was $80 or $120, something. I think it was $120. I'm talking about a great insurance, great PPO coverage. And once Obamacare was passed, it was within a short period of time, the guy that had sold me the insurance, the independent contractor, not only did he go out of business, but I got a notice saying that I would be able to keep my coverage, but it would now cost me about $740 per month, just myself. Just that didn't include my family, just myself. This is when Obamacare, after 2010, 2011, whenever it passed and came into law, my insurance skyrocketed, and there were plenty of people working for major corporations that were like, "Oh, my prices went down." Well, it didn't go down for me. That's because I was subsidizing you. And I didn't have the money to do it. So I had to drop my insurance, and I dropped my insurance for several years. I'm just being transparent with you guys because I simply couldn't afford it. All right. So I dropped insurance for several years, just hoping and praying that myself nor any of my family members would get sick. And thinking about it now, hindsight, that was really irresponsible on my part. But I'm telling you, we could not afford it. We could not afford it. It was scary. So by the grace of God, we're no longer in that particular situation, but more people are finding themselves in that particular situation, and things are going to get worse, particularly for those that are on Medicare. Hat tip the Federalists. Biden and the Democrats announced they're cutting pay again to Medicare doctors. Did you guys know about this? It's in the Inflation Reduction Act. Wink, wink. Inflation Reduction Act. My arse. This time in the Inflation Reduction Act, here's some of the things that are starting to surface and come to light. What's in the bill? Thank you, Joe Manchin. All right. This time by 8.42%, the payments to doctors are going to be cut again. According to a recent survey, 92% of medical group practices report that Medicare payments don't even cover the cost of providing the care. So imagine a lot of doctors going to work. They're taking a lot of Medicare payments or patients out of the kindness of their heart. Most likely, because they know they're not going to be reimbursed. The vast majority of them are not going to be reimbursed. Oh, Carl, they should work for free. They should work from, you know, out of the kindness of their hearts. Give me a break, you freaking hypocrite. Do you go to work and expect to make nothing? This doesn't happen. It's amazing. This faux morality, this entitlement that so many Americans, we've abandoned the day where Americans were rugged individualists. And we just feel entitled to anything. You don't have a right. You do not have a right to a doctor's time. You don't own that doctor's time. If that doctor went to school for 10 years, 12 years, 14 years, however long they go to school, they put in the blood, sweat, and tears. They did it because they wanted to help other people. Now, unfortunately, a lot of them have been corrupted, and we've seen that post-COVID, for God's sakes, and during COVID, sadly. But nonetheless, it doesn't change the fact that many of them, and I would probably argue or guess the vast majority of them, when they first went to college and then medical school, They had the purest of intentions, wanting to help as many people as possible, except for abortion doctors, obviously. But beyond that, I believe that to be true. But facts are facts and costs are costs, and you can't get rid of costs. A lot of people that haven't been in business for themselves simply don't understand this. But you have to understand that if you go to work and you expect to be paid, so do doctors. You can be the nicest person, the sweetest person, and all that kind of good stuff, but you're still going to expect to be paid, and you need to be paid and compensated. Well, the same is true for doctors. Nothing is different. So the federal government can afford to stay in business. Why? Because they can print money. They can take money from you and I in the form of taxes. And instead of calling them taxes, Gabe, I think we just need to start calling them takings. Yeah, maybe that doesn't flow as well. But when the government takes money from you, we call it taxes. Well, the government can tax you to death, and the government can print money. Real world businesses can't do that. To stay in businesses, physicians or doctors will have to reject Medicare patients because they can't afford to take loss after loss after loss. And as a result, access will decrease, right? When doctors can't afford to take more Medicare patients, obviously they're going to turn them down. So when the Biden administration is saying that elderly people or those on Medicare will have greater access to Medicare doctors, the complete opposite is true. The complete opposite is true. And so I get so frustrated that I don't hear Republicans talking about this, promising, listen, not only if you give us the House and Senate this year, but also give us the president, give us the presidency in 2024. Give people something to look forward to. We're going to make healthcare affordable. We're going to fight to make sure that you have more choices. We're going to make sure that you can afford there's a lot of competition when it comes to insurance plans in the free market economy. So that you'll have a buffet of choices, all different price points, and you can choose. And if someone doesn't satisfy your need and they can't build a plan that directly fits your needs, you can move on. Plenty of choices. Start arguing this stuff. For God's sakes, man, this is crazy. What's happening right now? If doctors take on too many Medicare patients, guess what? Care is going to, the level of care is going to decrease. They know they're not going to get paid. They're probably going to usher them in and out. They're going to spend as much time with them as they can, but they're probably going to usher them in and out as quickly as they can too. That's just the model. That's what happens. Remember, you guys may remember this. So Obama, during Obamacare, robbed $716 billion. I was going to say $716. So he robbed from Medicare $716 billion. And that wasn't even to pay for anything medical. That was to pay for all the non-medical bureaucratic spending and apparatus and infrastructure that they needed to set up in order to build this monstrosity. If I recall, I can't recall the exact price, but the Obamacare website cost over $1 million or a couple of million. It was ridiculous. Nobody spends that type of money for a website. That's insane. That is insane. But that's government. They don't care. They don't care because it's not their money. So they can spend $1 million on a freaking website. It was more, I'm pretty sure. But I recall that it was at least $1 million. I'll put it that way. Before the ACA, the average maximum wait time to see a primary care doctor was, can you guess what it was? Before the so-called Affordable Care Act, let's just stick to Obamacare. So before the Obamacare took place, the average maximum, now the maximum, not average wait time, but the maximum wait time, the average maximum wait time to see a primary care doctor was 99 days using Medicare. With Obamacare in place, do you think access increased? Do you think, take a stab at it, do you think access got better or worse under Obamacare? It got worse. They went from Medicare patients went from the maximum wait time of 99 days before Obamacare to 122 days maximum waiting time after Obamacare was implemented. This is insane. This is insane. So patients have to wait 4 months to find out if their belly pain is gas, you know, if it's an ulcer, if it's cancer. They have to wait 4 months. Now, with the latest round of cuts, here's what the wait times could stretch to. Months to years. More months, meaning longer than 4 months, or even a year or more. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Here's a truism for you. Robert Moffat of the Heritage Foundation mentioned this before. You can't get more of something by paying less for it. Of course you can't. But people are led to believe this. Democrats disregarded this truth back in 2010. They're doing it again in 2022. And as a result of it, more Medicare patients are going to die. This is the death panel that Sarah Palin was mocked for. And by the way, she was mocked by people on the left, but she was also mocked by people on the right. I remember hearing people on, death panels. She went a little too far. No, she just told the truth. And those foods didn't have the balls to admit it. Unbelievable. If further cuts are made, it says here, Medicare in the pursuit of spending, healthcare, quote unquote, dollars elsewhere, this will literally cause death by preventing Medicare patients from getting access to care. Accountants for the Medicare Trust have reported the trust will be broke, insolvent by 2026. That's just 4 years away. That's less than 4 years away, as a matter of fact. At that time, Medicare will simply run out of money. There will be no accepting physicians, and seniors will die from the lack of hospital care. So this program is basically insolvent in less than 4 years. This is why Joe Manchin and the Democrats have to keep using your taxpayer money to bolster it. But instead of using our taxpayer money, wouldn't it be better if we were just allowed to keep more of our own money and make our own choices? And if there were competition in the market, then prices would by definition go down. I mean, if Dr. Wu has to compete against Dr. Lee and Dr. Jones or insurance company A, B, C, and D have to compete against each other. How much do you know insurance A may quote you a price of, hey, I'll give you insurance. That's going to be $500 a month. Insurance company B says $500 a month. I can do better than that. I'll give it to you for $400 a month. You'll get the same plan. Well, insurance company C says, well, you know what? I can do better than that. I can get more people together, a bigger grouping of people. I can get you that same service for, $300 a month. And then D says, insurance company D says, whoa, I can do much better than that. I'll get a larger group of people together. I'll do some advertising. I'll do some marketing. I'm in Florida, but I can advertise across straight lines now. So I'm going to advertise in Arizona. I'm going to advertise in California. I'm going to advertise in New York, and I can get your price down to $150 a month. And you can get the same insurance coverage as these folks are claiming. That's what free market capitalism does. That's what the left wants you to believe is evil. It's not evil. They're evil. Price controls will do nothing. We're not to price controls yet. Price controls are coming. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I'm getting excited. Queuing. You know what queuing is? Queuing is defined or refers to patients dying while they're waiting in line for technically possible but unavailable life-saving care. Let me say that again, because the title of this podcast is Biden's death panel by queuing. So queuing is defined as or refers to patients dying while waiting in line for technically possible but unavailable life-saving care. It's what they see at the VA all the time. Voidable deaths have been documented in Medicaid programs as well as government-supported TRICARE for veterans. 12-year-old Diamante driver, I'm sorry, If I'm butchering the name, I apologize. May he rest in peace. He died from a dental cavity. This kid was only 12 years old, died from a dental cavity because no pediatric dentist in his area would accept the low Medicaid rates. Carl, that's on them. No, it's not on them. It's on the freaking federal government. If people had choice, if people had the opportunity to pick their own insurance, you know, like we did before Obamacare, prices, perhaps people would have been competing where prices could be lower, where perhaps his family could have afforded dental care. They couldn't afford dental care. Instead, they have to get in line. Remember, with this type of dental care, with Medicare, with Medicaid, even people essentially have to get in line, because if Medicare is cheap, right? Government is giving you some form of medic aid, then that means other people that wouldn't be able to afford it could afford it too. If they make an appointment before you do, you're out of luck. You're out of luck. But see, if you have free market, if you have personalized healthcare out of the government's hands, then guess what? You can shop around to any doctor. Okay, this doctor isn't available to see me for 2 weeks. I just caught this doctor. He or she can see me tomorrow. He or she can see me at 12 noon today. Or I'm sorry, after lunch today. But we don't have that type of competition in Medicaid. That doesn't exist in Medicaid. In Illinois, 752 Medicaid enrollees died waiting for life-saving care that never came. 752 Medicaid enrollees died waiting for life-saving care that never came. That's, again, queuing. Patients dying waiting in line for technically possible but unavailable life-saving care. Technically possible, but unavailable. Technically possible, but unavailable. That's what Medicare and that's what Medicaid is. An internal VA audit reported that, quote, 47,000 veterans may have died, quote unquote. Let me read that again. An internal VA audit reported that 47,000 veterans, quote unquote, may have died. Why? They were waiting in line for care. Death panels by queuing, folks. That's what it is. The bottom line is that as the government increases its spending on expensive insurance policies, the public's access to care decreases. It's as simple as that. The government, remember what Obamacare was. People think that Obamacare was some mechanism to fix health care. No, it was to fix insurance plans. That's why you've got Obamacare, you know, this plan. It hooked up the insurance companies, right? Insurance companies, because now you are mandated by the government on how to spend your money. Not only do they get to take your money, they get to tell you how to spend it. I got to tell you this as a side note. This is where I lost respect for John McCain. John McCain, who had the vote under then former President Trump to end Obamacare, gave us the thumbs down. You guys remember that? Everything he fought for. I know this is going to be harsh and some of you are going to disagree with me on this, and that's fine. But in my opinion, all the freedoms he fought for were nullified with that thumbs down vote. He put America, or he kept America on track to become a socialist and eventually a communist country with that one thumbs down. Everything that he fought for, America's freedom, in my opinion, I know this, again, I know this is harsh, and I know many will disagree with me. He ruined his legacy, in my opinion. Totally ruined his legacy. Everything that he had done for the United States as a hero, props. In my opinion, that respect, that legacy was completely diminished, tarnished, blown up by putting or keeping America on a path to become a socialist nation. I lost respect for him completely. Lost respect for the man completely. Well, girl, he's dead. You should speak. No. If you're going to speak nicely of people, do so in their face when they're alive. When they're dead, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. When it doesn't matter. All right. Maybe at the funeral, maybe in the eulogy, people are hurting. People want to hear the best about their family members. But the legacy is when you live. All right. All right. Price controls. You don't get money. You don't get more by paying less. All right. So here's the other thing. price controls, price controls, price controls. The reality is you don't get more by paying less. Excuse me. All right. So that reality has been ignored by the Biden administration and their latest healthcare scam, according to the Federalist, built into the Inflation Reduction Act. So the bill allows Medicare to directly negotiate with drug prices with pharmaceutical companies through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Washington will simply dictate drug prices, similar to, you know, basically how a four-year-old would negotiate, right? And that's completely true. So the bill allows Medicare to directly negotiate drug prices with pharmaceutical companies. What do you think that's going to do to the rest of pharmaceuticals? How do you think that's going to impact other pharmaceuticals with price controls? Do you think other pharmaceutical companies or other drugs will be laid to the wayside? It's going to cause a shortage for one in current prescriptions and current drugs, because these pharmaceutical companies are going to be focused on fulfilling the government's order, even though it's at a much lesser a smaller profit margin. The fact that they've got a government contract, it's going to mean huge money for these pharmaceutical companies. Just ask them about the COVID jab, right? But also they're going to be disincentivized to make new product, and they're going to slow down on current drugs to focus on this drug. Well, what do you think it's going to do to the quality and the cost of other drugs? If the government sets price controls, don't you think other pharmaceuticals will have to follow? And if that means getting rid of quality, they'll do it. This is crazy to me. The development of new drugs will just absolutely cease. Why be incentivized to make new drugs when you know it's going to cost this much to deliver a great product to your patients or to doctors' patients, but you know the government is only going to pay this much? Why would you do it? You won't, because you'll go out of business. You'll go out of business. This negotiated prices for prescriptions is a joke. It's going to cause shortages for desperately needed drugs. It's going to be as simple as that. So people aren't going to get the drugs they need because the government is stepping in and inserting price controls on other drugs. Less production, less new development, worse quality, more people are going to die. It's as simple as that. And then how do they lower costs when they don't have the buying power of the federal government? I'm talking about other pharmaceutical companies or independent pharmaceutical companies, whether it's a CVS or even a Walmart. And how do they compete? How do they compete? They can't. It's going to drive other pharmaceutical companies or distributors, I should say, out of business. This is insane, man. Price fixing for healthcare at the hands of the federal government has been happening for decades. It's going to continue to happen until Republicans and or conservatives stand up to this stuff. You can't. Right now, here it says this. Let me just read this part. We'll move on. More Medicaid doctors, or the government has been predetermining payments for a long time, for decades, all right? Washington decrees what Medicare and Medicaid programs pay for physician services, and physicians can take it or leave it. But more are leaving it. One third of U.S. doctors already refuse to accept new Medicaid patients. The death by queuing, noted previously, is directly due to a shortage of physicians. And the shortage is largely due to low payment rates along with bureaucratic burdens. So now you get a reduced amount, if you will, of doctors willing to serve Medicare patients because they're not getting paid for it. They're losing money. And then you set price controls when it comes to the pharmaceuticals, ensuring that some other pharmaceutical companies aren't going to be able to compete with the price controls set by the federal government. So in order to compete with the federal government, who's setting the rules for everybody, they're going to have to make their drugs more cheaply, if you will. And that means quality is going to just be diminished. And it means they're also going to have to make fewer drugs because they don't have enough money for research and development. Guys, this is death by queuing. If you wondered if Obamacare was helping or hurting healthcare patients across the United States, make no doubt about it that this is a monstrosity that has to go away. Republicans, if you get in the House, if you retain this, if you get the Senate again, if you get the House and we get the presidency, and those of you that are listening to this podcast, we must end Obamacare and return private health care back to the people and their doctors. The federal government should not be involved in your health care. They don't care about you. They do not care about you because they don't know you. They are just a number. Or you're just a number. You're just a number to them. Please understand that. God, we got to get rid of Obamacare. This is a passion of mine. I've railed on this for a long time. I've probably gone too long in this podcast. But guys, I'm telling you, healthcare, energy are the two things that the left can totally and utterly destroy that'll ruin you. You can't recover from. You've seen what they've done with COVID. You've seen the crisis that they're trying to create with climate change, telling people that they can't grow food using synthetic fertilizers. And now you have people in Sri Lanka and perhaps the Netherlands starving to death. And they want to do it here. If we don't turn this ship around, we're dead, guys. We're dead. And I mean that literally. Again, what is queuing? Patients dying waiting in line for technically possible but unavailable life-saving care. That's exactly what we're getting through Obamacare, and the Biden administration has just made it worse. Granny is going to die. Brace yourselves. This is going to get much, much worse under this administration. I hate to tell you. All right, guys, until next time, I appreciate you tuning in to this edition of the Carl Jackson Show podcast. I'm sorry, this was such a downer. I wanted to be more upbeat for this, but you have to understand the fights that are ahead of us. And I know you do. If you're listening to this podcast, I know that you're informed, right? But we got to fight for these things. We can't let go of these things. If we love America, if you love America, no one around you may love America as much as you do. If they did, they'd be listening to this podcast or others like it and figuring out how they can fight and what they can do and the issues to still fight upon. If we don't get rid of Obamacare, I contend that no matter what the right does to save America, America will eventually end. Because if they can control your health care, they can control everything. Everything about you, what you eat, when you eat, how you eat. It'll get to that. Oh, my God. All right. Join me on everywhere that I am on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. Subscribe to the podcast, please. SalemPodcastNetwork.com. I'm so appreciative to all of you that already have. SalemPodcastNetwork.com. TheCarlJacksonShow.com. Everywhere podcasts are found. Support our friends at MyPillow, A True Patriot, and Mike Lindell, fighting for election integrity to make sure that we are able to restore freedom in the United States of America. Support them, please. MyPillow.com. Take advantage of those Giza Dream Sheets that are on sale, the Perkel bed sheets that are on sale. It's low as $29.98. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square to take advantage of that deal. Also, you can give them a call if you prefer, 1-800-858-0263. 1-800-858-0263. Guys, until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.